The two schools of thought about the function of sleep. Some feel that sleep is an utter waste of time. It detracts from our time and ability to be efficient. But it's a necessary evil. We can't avoid it. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us in a way where the body needs sleep, but it's in essence a waste of time. Yet others feel that sleep is incredibly beneficial. Sleep recharges us, it reinvigorates us, it replenishes us. It enables us to be more productive. Parshas Korach teaches us yet a third approach. One far more profound and spiritual charged. More than anything in the world, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Korach to retract, to withdraw and backpedal from his attacks, his complaints against him. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the end game. He knew that it wouldn't end well for Korach. Klal Yisrael had seen enough tragedy from the Cheda Egel to the Meraglim and several other terrible episodes throughout the Midbar. The morale of Klal Yisrael didn't deserve another horrific mishap. Moshe Rabbeinu hoped, prayed that Korach not advance this. And in an attempt to afford Korach the opportunity to do tshuva and to pull back, Moshe Rabbeinu delayed the standoff. He pushed it off until the next morning. We'll know by the morning. Let's wait. Let's go overnight. Sleep on it. And Rashi explains, the Moshe hoped that the few hours would allow Korach the time to rethink, to contemplate. Perhaps it would conjure up thoughts of atonement to Kapara, but to no avail. Sir Pinchas Karitzer explains even further. It wasn't just a delay of a few hours that gave Moshe Rabbeinu a glimmer of hope. It was something more. The Gemara Brachos, Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, teaches us that if you observe a Talmud Chacham who sins, have no fear because he certainly did tshuva by the next morning. And Korach was in fact a Talmud Chacham. So we can be certain that overnight he could do tshuva. But how is the Gemara so certain that a Talmud Chacham does tshuva? Granted, we are Dam L'Kaf Zchus. We should judge everybody favorably, and certainly a Talmud Chacham. But how can the Gemara make such an absolute statement that he certainly repents? So, Karitzer explains that the certainty that the Gemara speaks of emerges from the power, the koach of sleep. Sleep is not simply an opportunity to regain strength and energy, but it's also a time of what's called Hamtakas Adin. Hamtakas Adin, softening the din. It's a time when we can weaken, we can sweeten, we could depress the severity of punishment and judgment, onish and din. How exactly do we accomplish this? So Pinchas Karitz explains that when a person goes to sleep, the neshama ascends to the heavens, goes up to Shemayim. It goes to a particular place up in Shemayim, which is called the Be'er Elyon, the upper well, the well of purity. In fact, the Rashi Tevos of Biyad Afkid Ruchi, that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand we give our ruach, we give our neshama, Biyad Afkid Ruchi is Beis Aleph Reish, Biyad Afkid Ruchi, the Be'er Elyon. That's where it goes. And in this well of purity, this upper well, the neshama experiences a nightly cleansing and purging. And so when a Talmud Chacham goes to sleep, his neshama experiences this tshuva. The neshama goes up to Shemayim and goes through this purification. Moshe Rabbeinu was deeply hoping that Korach's neshama would ascend to Shemayim and experience his cleansing, ultimately with the hopes that Korach reverse his scandalous and outrageous protest. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest hope. So why didn't it work? The next morning, Korach stood strong. The problem was, as Rav Pinchas Karitzer, Korach never slept that night. Korach was occupied lobbying from house to house. He was recruiting from tent to tent, from all to all, for more followers. He stayed up the entire night looking for more people on his side. Tragically, his neshama did not go up to Shemayim that evening. It did not cleanse itself. The neshama did not experience that cleansing purification that it very badly needed and likely wanted. It remained tainted and corrupt, ultimately leading to his cataclysmic demise. The neshama eventually did go Shemayim because it departed from this world. The lesson that can be learned is that sleep is not just a waste of time, nor is it just an opportunity to recharge, but something more profound. Sleep is a time of tshuva. It's an opportunity that we shouldn't forego. It's an experience we should appreciate and cherish. Each morning is not just a new day, but it's a new us. It's a new beginning. It's a new neshama. A neshama that is not only recharged, but it's clean, pure, and refreshed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite mercy, grants us new opportunities. A night should not go by without us sleeping, without Hashem coddling our precious neshamas, providing with a much-needed kapara. Perhaps this is alluded in the Gematria of Shena, Shinya Nun Hei, which is 365, corresponding to the 365 days of the year, no night of which should be missed from this precious experience. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us all complete tshuva and kapara.